The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. I'm your host.
With your co-host, Brian Ruff.
Hey, we're glad you guys can join us again, like you do every week. We appreciate you guys' attention span, you know, and tuning in.
So happy y'all could join us today. This week, we're going to be looking at Staying Strong for Men. It's going to be a good devotional. We're going to be using this prayerology throughout the year.
Yeah, we're going to use it like a daily bread, you know, just to give the people some type of insight on what people go through, you know, and how you can overcome everything. That's what the show about is, overcoming in a positive aspect and not letting life beat you down, because life can beat you down if you don't have some tools to work with it.
Right.
Yeah, to fight against it. So, yeah, you want to start it off or you want me to start it off?
Would you want to go ahead and just read it out, or how you want people to reflect this?
Oh, you know, we could start with just the title. Want to start with the title?
Go ahead, Staying Strong.
Okay, stand strong. I say stand strong through it all. And you ask, why do you stand strong through it all? Because, you know, you have a younger generation watching. You know, you have your kids watching. You know, people need inspiration. People need strength. You know, if you're not standing tall through life and setting a good example, then the next generation is not going to stand tall through life and give a good example. You know, they're going to keep doing what they see the elders do. You know, they're going to falter if you falter. They're going to go misled, and they're going to give the wrong route just because that's life, right? They're going to find a way, so they're going to do some things. But they see a man or a woman come out of a situation and be better, then they're going to realize and see that too. Like, well, I don't always have to be this way. I can come up out of things.
Right, because a lot of times people don't want to tell about the negativity. But sometimes that negativity could put a positive trait on somebody's mindset so they don't have to follow them footsteps.
It's true.
You know? So that's some things we got to break away from old habits and making new habits, which I believe being honest with your kids is a main good point. So they get an understanding of, like, where you coming from, and then they can get an understanding and judge you off of you from their own standpoint rather than hear from a third person. Then they can, like you said, pick up where you left off at. So if they know, man, my dad struggled, he had to go through this, he'll go through that, but he finished here. If they could pick up where you finished off at, then they go ahead and make it farther than you even thought of.
Yep, they call them the positive traits. You leaving those breadcrumbs so they can follow, you know. They're going to make their own decisions. They're going to make their good, and they're going to make their bad. And we don't call them bad. We just call them lessons. So let me take that back. Because they're always watching, no matter what we think, man. We can tell them, go in the other room. We can tell them this, this, and that. They watching, and they listening, and they're going to follow what they see instead of what we say. So I just try to be real conscious about that. So stand through it all. That's all I'm trying to get the message across, me and Vine, is that stand tall through it all, man, because you have an audience, whether you want it or not, and you're going to give them what you want them to see, whether it's positive or negative, they watching. So stand tall through it all, man. Even against public opinion, stand tall through it all, because people will down talk a person that's trying to elevate themselves for whatever reason. You know, we can't question it. We can't even get upset about it. But people will, the naysayers will throw some opinions out there that you don't like to discourage you from your elevation in life.
Mm-hmm.
So stand tall through that.
And as you say, I read this passage in a book. It says, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, would award to me on that day. You know, so you keep on putting that great faith in and keep on working towards it. It's going to pay off eventually. You know, if you don't see it in your lifetime, it might pay off in your kids or your grandkids' lifetime. But that hard work and dedication that you got, mm-hmm. going to pay off eventually.
It has to. You know, it's planting those seeds. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're really doing, planting seeds in them and in yourself. You know, the words you speak are seeds. They're going to come. They're going to grow up.
Right.
You're either going to eat from them, or there ain't going to be no, what is it? There's not going to be no produce, you know what I mean? You're just going to have bad vegetables, you know? Nothing's going to grow. So the more seeds you put out there, the better crop you'll get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just with everything, man. So I just be conscious, man. And that's why I try to get these podcasts and us talking about is that we have to be conscious, man, and aware of where we're trying to go, what we're trying to do, who's watching. And not do it because they're watching. We're doing it because we want to do it.
Right, right.
I'm not putting on the show for nobody. It's right. a one-on-one battle against myself. If someone has to win. The lower self was winning for a minute. Then I have to do the love, hate. You know what I'm saying? Spike Lee joint, do the right thing, and love wins every time. You know what I mean? So the more love I get, the more love I give. You know, and that's the balance in life, man. Love and hate.
Right, because once you start like giving yourself, fully loving yourself, you love somebody else. You know, somebody could love you, and you can accept the love. You ain't got to push it off,
or let people mistreat you. If you don't love yourself, people gonna mistreat you. Just be honest. If you don't have full love for yourself, those that don't care about your feelings will mistreat you.
Walk all over you.
So you better love yourself instead of waiting on someone else to give you that full love. You might not get it.
Right.
From whoever. So, but the baby's always got love. Just remember that. The kid's gonna love you regardless, man, whether you buying them shoes or not, whether you're taking them on a trip or not. They just want your time, your energy, and your attention. Yeah.
Yeah, so once you give them that, you know, it's all going to be great. You won't be able to stand on your own and take care of your family. Nieces and nephews, which ones don't have a father figure around. And, like, that's what we want around. Like, me and Tim both feel strongly. And I could see why Tim picked this book, because like he's big on producing more uncles for the community and getting them out, being a positive influence on the younger generation. And we need that. We actually got to stand. You stand strong every week. I even started watching your Facebook.
Oh, right.
Like, man, he getting a lot of response on these.
That's what's up.
And it's like, that's what we need.
Yep.
You know, so give a hand of applause for Uncle Tim.
I appreciate that, man. Give me my flowers right now,
flowers,
man.
Flowers right now. Like, man, because, you know, death is coming.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And it's like, it's more and more and more. So I'm big on giving people their flowers while they're here.
That's what's up. That's how we doing
man,
it.
Man, we don't know when our time is going to come. So we just got to, you know, embrace each other, the love, the loyalty, the respect for one another, and actually, you know, let bygones be bygones and try your best to love each other, like, even if it's for 10 minutes. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it, man.
I don't care. Just hold your... Stand strong.
Stand tall. Stand strong. Don't give in to the negatives, man, because people will push your buttons just to see you react. And we don't have to give them that. We can stay composed and still be good in our faith, man, and where we're trying to go and where we're going, you know? So that's what that's about, man. You know, I'm glad you shot that out, Doug. Stand tall through it all, man. That's really what it's all about. And I try to be a big show in that, show my growth in that also. Sorry about that. But I just try to show my growth in that, you know, because I know that those that are watching, they're gonna go by my example, man. And I had a little mind switch up, but I was at the Toastmasters, and I had said that in there. It just came out like that. They was like, why are you here? And I was like, because I have younger people watching me and my family, and they need to see somebody be successful. And if it can't be me, then who is going to be? Right? Like, out of 6 degrees of separation, if they may not see a successful person, besides, you know, in the community, but we, that's far and few in between, and they don't get the conversation that they need. Right. So it's like, man, I'm here to better myself, you know, to uplift myself so that they could see that, hey, Uncle Tim did it. Uncle Tim, he came, and he showed, you know, and he became. Even if I, you know, climb the mountain, they see me.
They still see.
You right? Whether I slide back down it. But I got on those spikes, so I'm climbing it, man. Whether I slide back down, they still gonna see me climbing to the end.
Right.
You know, I ain't going back the other way, you know, so.
And that's going on to the next part of it. It's a strength of a man, you know. Having a strength as a man, because we supposed to be machos, the strong one. We're gonna get everything done. We're gonna put all the stress on our back and make sure we get done. But in closed doors, as a man, we don't talk about what we encounter as men. Mm. The stress, the pain, you know, the sacrifices that we don't want to let out.
Yeah.
Because I always sound like I want some time to myself.
They say, you whining, man. You a man. Quit whining, man. What the baby's going to do?
Right. So, strength of a man, you know, I think it's as a strength of a man, letting your feelings be known,
yeah,
your wants be known, and what you need to be known. I think, you know, that whole macho act, we got to be gone with it.
Be gone with it, man.
It's over with. It's done with. Everybody trying to live up to an ego, and it's like, we got to let that ego go.
Let the ego go. You human.
Yeah, because we're not macho anymore.
Yeah. And just to say, it ain't just about men. It's strong women out there. So, you know, be strong through it all. It's just the book says strength of a man. But, you know, we encounter strong women out here. I've run across a couple strong women, mm-hmm, man. They ain't letting these men break them down, you know, because these guys out here, they trying to break them like a pimp.
They trying to use buddy. I got more buddy.
Man,
I don't
listen.
Care about that.
Hey, man, woman, child, hey, stand strong through it all. Have the strength, man, to stand up for yourself. And stand up against negativity of yourself, you know, doubt of yourself, self-doubt, you know. That's one of the biggest things, like you were saying. You know, we got this macho image. Mm-hmm. Everybody trying to keep their ego alive and blow it up as big as possible. But you can't live on that ego all through life, because right, at some point you got to show your humanness, right? Mm-hmm. And you got to show that there are two sides, right? We all get hurt. We all want to cry. We all feel like we need the, you know, more help in something, but the image and the ego is, oh, you don't need nobody. You know, you're a man, and that's what we was taught growing up. You know, them kids, you know, that was crying or they was getting helped all the time and picked up. They say, put that boy down, you're gonna spoil him. Love on him.
Right.
So now you got people growing up with this hard exterior, but they young kids in the inner. So you look like a man, but in the inside you got kid feelings, and then you can't deal with no relationship because you're not even mature enough. I've been that person. That's why I can speak on it. Just say, I always refer to myself. I've been that person. I've been in some grown-up relationships, and it was like, dang, I'm still acting like a young boy in this thing, though. You know what I'm saying? In so many ways. So I had to really find myself and mature myself to really get on the level of a real woman. Mm. Because a real woman ain't gonna let you slide like that. She's gonna have you make you account for everything you say and all your actions. She ain't gonna give you that pass because she tired of it. Right. She don't need that. A real woman, like, man, you better get on with that. You either gonna do it or you're not.
Right, right.
Too many times we find the opposite, you know. They're like, oh, they want to help you stay in your childhood.
Right.
And we don't need that, man. Yeah. We need strong women with strong men, a strong whoever's together, you know what I mean, and building something better.
Yeah, because even if it's, you know, man and woman, man and man, woman and woman, as long as you have a balance, that's the most important thing, is having a balance, creating that balance where your weakness is my strength is your weakness, you know, having that balance where we're working as a team to accomplish a goal. And that's mm-hmm. having the strength as a man or a woman, to being able to approach your partner and say, hey, you know, this is what we need to fix out. This is what I feel you're weak in and I'm strong in. And yeah. I feel and I know I'm weak in this area, but you're stronger here. You know, create that positive balance, you know, because that reduces stress.
And with an ego, you can't do that with a person because they're going to be like, what you mean? what you mean? It's like, no, I'm not going at you. We just trying to balance each other out. You know, it's a skill. It's a balancing act, you know. We working off each other's skill sets.
Yeah, you know, so that's a positive thing when you're dealing, you're in a relationship. You know, it's not all about you. You know, you got to create a balance for you, your partner, and if kids are involved, you got to create a balance for the kids as well, mm-hmm. to make sure everybody's comfortable.
Real talk. So. Real talk. And I say to that disregard all negative thoughts, man. Stand firm and courage. So another thing is my faith, my will, and action equals execution. You know, so that's you got to just find the right people, man, that respect that. And they're not afraid of that. They're not intimidated by that. You know, you run into a lot of people that's intimidated by our strength of trying to become more. They don't understand it, so they don't really know how to act towards it. So you might get some immature things said. You might get some immature attitudes because they just not ready to see you grow. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to see you where they're comfortable seeing you. And ain't nothing wrong with that if that's what you want, comfort. But I'm tired of being comfortable.
Right.
I want more. I need more. I deserve more. You know how long I've been at this?
But a great partner will want you to have more, you know.
Exactly.
And they're going to help you get more. They're going to, you know, try to, like me, I'm a stubborn one. I like doing everything on my own, trying to figure things out. But a great partner, they're going to break me down eventually.
You're going to find the right person to say, hey.
You need some time. You need to relax. You need to ease your mind. What can I do for you? And it's like, all right, go ahead. You just, everyone has that. That's what creating that balance, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once you see someone stressed, you want to reduce that stress. A lot of people, like, that's like helping a homeless person out. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we want to give them that money, then, you know, we got the others like, nah, they got this downtown, they got that downtown.
And, like, know. It's an apple tree off of this street. If y'all hungry, y'all better go out to this apple tree off of Leonard. But
but it's like creating that balance.
It is.
You know, all over in a community and everything, you know. So we just got to make sure, you know, we stand strong and creating that balance for ourselves.
Yeah, man, and that's the strength of a man. You know, don't fold. That's what we've been told. We don't fold. We all stand tall, 10 toes deep, right? We walk the line. You know, we stand on the line and we don't budge. But just to say that, find that fight internally, man. Fight against yourself. Fight against your own negativities. Fight against your own self-doubt. Because you worth something, man. You was born whole. Mm-hmm. He was born to achieve. I was born to achieve. It's just that it got twisted around when I wasn't getting the right grades or I wasn't hearing the right things. But when you come out of your womb, you are born perfect, man. You have no fears until somebody tell you that you're going to get hurt if you keep doing that. But you're fearless. Kids are fearless. So when you just, as they grow up into adults, the things that they hear and the things that we hear, they start chipping away at that super cape. You know what I'm saying? Because just look at a kid. He'll do anything. Yeah. She'll do anything. You got to stop him and tell him, hey. So we born like that. It's just as we grow, the things we hear stop us from elevating.
Right.
So we think that's parenting, and it is. But then we have to watch how we parent, because we also snipping them, you know what I'm saying, and stopping the growth at some point when we say certain things. That's all. So strength of a man, strength of a woman. Hey, find that inner strength, man, and rise above.
Yeah, because that's really important to do that, because the best is to come. That's only the beginning now.
That's it.
That's only the beginning.
That's it. You designed to have more, do more. It's more within you.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, once you start putting all this forth, putting yourself first, your self-love, and then balance out the home, the community, then you gotta start getting the reward from all that. You know, you look at it, you doing healthy, relationship and family doing healthy. With both of them doing healthy, it's only rewards to come. So that's probably like more money, more vacations, more family time, family night.
And then when you get older, those seeds that you planted gonna uplift you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cause
Sunday dinners.
The roles do reverse, right? Mm-hmm. So you take care of the kids now, and once you get to the point, the kids are grown, now it's their turn to take care of you. So the same way you took care of them may be the same, or it may not be. You know what I'm saying? It's just a fact on the seeds you put in them. It's going to help you along when you can't do for yourself no more. So we got to be conscious of that, because the roles reverse, man. You know, we ain't always going to be young, handsome, and vibrant, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's another subject.
Yeah. So we want to, we want everybody to just think about this week, and we just wanted to start this week out with three main things. Self-care.
Yep.
Which is standing strong. Make sure you're able to look at yourself in the mirror and take care of what you need to take care of first.
It starts with you.
Then, going to a strength of a man, which is building a strength and knowing I can't do it alone. I need help.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta count on my woman, my boyfriend, my cousin, uncle, even my kid. Do this laundry for this week. Do the laundry for the week. That's all I want you to do. Well, do one thing. Do the dishes.
You know?
You just got to sit down with them tonight. But you know what? They got a point. I need a break. Well, it's been COVID. It's been a long time. Kids just going back to school.
Just take a load off me.
Just take a load off real quick.
Right.
It's a little break. You know, because the rewards are coming. Everyone. It's been a long time. It's been a long year.
Mm-hmm.
I know parents like, man.
What?
Kids went to school today.
Ooh, that's the number one thing. Them kids back in school. But with that being said, I'm going to go to the third topic, right? Which is being the best me, right? So we all got to be the best us, right? Mm-hmm. In my life, I always try to help people, change people, telling people what they need to do for themselves and how they need to adjust their lives. You know, even people tell me, man, you need to do this more. You need to do that less. You need to boom, boom, boom. At the end of the day, man, my purpose is to be the best me, you know, and get myself the best results for me,
mm-hmm.
you know, regardless of whom or what. I have to sit down and I focus on what I need to do. I have to be a better steward of my income. I can't just keep wasting the money that's coming through. You know what I'm saying? Right. You have to be a good steward. I got that from my auntie. I booked, but. But yeah, you have to be a good steward of your wealth. You have to be a good steward of yourself to uplift yourself and have that self-discipline. So all these things play part in being the best man you can be, or the best woman, or the best individual that you can be. You know what I'm saying? But you have to really turn that microscope, that telescope inward. You know what I'm saying? And find it. Because it's within us. We born great, man. We born with all the tools we need. We don't have to look outside of ourselves for anything. God provides.
Right.
Provides. If you didn't have the proper education, you still would find a way.
Mm-hmm.
You would still find out how to create something. Because we're given it all. It's just that we lose sense of it through what the world gives us. You know, and the world is addictive. I don't care what you say. The world is addictive. You're going to get addicted to something in the world, man. So don't beat yourself up. Give yourself time and understand that you just got to be the best you, man. In regards to whom or what, say, be the best you.
Yeah, because when you're the best you, you can do so much more. You think more. You give more. You know, you appreciate more.
Yeah.
But it's hard to be the best you because you got to beat yourself up so much to be the best you.
No.
But it's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to pick out your wrongs, what you can improve in, and actually dedicate to fixing them things and working towards accomplishing those. So once you can do that, you have a lot to gain.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a new relationship, if it's a new job,
yeah,
or a new whole location of living, you're going to feel so much better about yourself overall. And that's more important than anything.
Who wants to see the best you besides you? Some people don't want to see you be the best you.
It's a beautiful gift to yourself.
Yeah, man. It's a present. Like, you ever been in a relationship where a girl don't want to see you grow? You ever been in a relationship where a person don't want to see you be who you need to be? Because there's fear there. People are scared for you to achieve because they think you're going to leave them behind.
Right.
That's why the hood, it's the crab, was like the crabs in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, man, where are you going?
Right.
You think you better than me? It's like, nah, fam, I'm just trying to
make a way.
Nah, bring him back down.
Right.
And so that's why I say you gotta just be the best you, man, regardless of what they gonna say, regardless of what you hear, and in regards of the feelings that come behind it. You know, don't let it stop you, man. Keep pushing forward, man, and just try to be the best you. You ain't harming nobody. You're not doing it to, belittle nobody. But it's a personal challenge of, man, how can I just get the best out of me, man, without taking myself out of the game?
And the only way to get the best out of you is to protect your peace.
Big facts.
Before we close out, I think it's, the peace of mind is the most most important thing rather than health. Because if your mind is messed up,
you're gonna have bad health.
You're gonna have bad health.
Yeah.
You know, if your health is good and your mind messed up, what's the point of the health? Because your mind can't, it got to balance.
It's a connection.
It's a connection.
You know, the healthy mind is a healthy body.
Mm-hmm. So you gotta push away from all negativity, like you always say.
Yeah.
Backing away from negativity, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That phone call, that's drama, nagging. What's the word when you talk about somebody else? Gossip.
Gossip.
That's so much. Even in the media, is this gossip after gossip.
Too much.
And that's just a negative. We can't have that in us. It affects us, you know, and we don't want that domino effect affect us. So we want to keep all positive.
Sometimes cut that TV off and just think about what God got for you, you know. Meditate on what God's saying, because we all do have an inner voice. We all do have an inner spirit. We all do hear inner actions, you know, that lead us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you might be in a deadly situation and that voice, like, you need to get low and move on this. So they say, oh, I should have followed my God mind. I should follow my first mind, right? Listen to them voices, man, you know, and don't listen to the negatives, because we're going to have a positive voice, we're going to have a negative voice. And those are voices that guide us along with where we're trying to head.
Yeah, so make sure you guys protect that. Do that this week.
Yeah.
We need to start setting goals as well. I think that's another thing, as being a strong man. We need to start setting goals. So me personally, for myself, like, I made a goal to, like, the end of the year, I want to focus on my finances.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually working on that and getting an education on that, which give me a couple weeks, and, you know, we'll touch base back on that. But I think I'm in a position to learn a lot of stuff about something that we all need, life insurance.
Yeah.
I hate when I see a brother or a young lady pass, it's GoFundMes. We need to start talking about life insurance, and life insurance, helping these families out, you know.
Yeah.
And we need to elevate as one, as a community. We all need to elevate together. And I believe it could be done.
It can be.
If we hold each other accountable.
Yeah, promote that, man. You know, they got to see someone promoting that. We don't see it promoted enough. We hear about it, oh, someone, they got life insurance. But then the family member we living in might not have that for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we know somebody else that got it. So we don't hear enough about it. So like you said, man, let's promote more of them things that we need to do and accomplish, man. Them the goals is get a life insurance policy for your kid. It can't hurt. You know what I'm saying? The world is going dumb right now.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So be prepared, man. You know, we don't wish the worst on nobody, but we all understand that every day your kid or yourself or your family member walk out of that door, man, life is in someone else's hands. It's in their hands, but you just never know if they're gonna come back or not.
Right.
You know, and with COVID out here, it's the same thing. There's just so many things out here that can take us out. So just be prepared, man. Prepare yourself, prepare your mind, prepare your body, and prepare your family.
And we just want to wish y'all the best this week. You know, staying strong. I am your co-host, Official Von Ruff, and this is our great host.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.